This week, the U.S. House of Representatives approved legislation to authorize the Animal Drug User Fee Act, otherwise known as ADUFA. It was done so by a vote of 390-12. National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Executive Director of Government Affairs, Christina Butt, said this is a great step forward.
ADUFA comes down to having the technical staff at the Food and Drug Administration, who's the agency that must approve all technologies, regardless if we're using them in the feed or the water, that we use in livestock and poultry production. NCBA actually has a witness that testified talking about how we use antibiotics in livestock production and poultry production.
The reauthorization of ADUFA was a top policy priority for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, as it allows the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to collect fees from animal health companies for the review and approval of animal health products. These fees then supplement the agency's annual congressionally approved appropriations and have enabled FDA to reduce its review time for new animal drugs. As a result, medications are brought to market more quickly with high standards for safety and effectiveness maintained.
Healthy animals are the foundation of a safe food supply. Without healthy animals, not only do we not have an industry, but we don't have a food product to deliver to our consumers. So animal health is a top priority. All these technologies actually go through a more rigorous testing protocol than even those used in human medicine because of the component that we actually eat these animals and consume their meat products.
Butt said the measure has already been approved by the Senate, so the legislation now heads to the White House for the president's signature. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.